Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Om Shri Sai Ram. Today is Thursday, the holy day of the Guru, the 13th of November 2014. The current temperature outside the Radio Sai studios is a very pleasant 22 degrees Celsius. It's an overcast and breezy morning here in downtown Puttaparthi, and you're tuned to Morning Glory on Radio Sai's Asia Stream. My name is Karuna, and this broadcast is coming to you live in real time from God's very own radio station, that is Radio Sai Global Harmony, based in Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual epicenter of the universe. The time in the ashram right now is 9:40 a.m. precisely, that is Indian Standard Time. Dear brothers and sisters, I am supercharged to report to you all the wonderful developments that are making news here. Let's start with the Akhand Bhajan. Whoa, what a spiritual phenomenon that was. Round the clock, around the globe, for a span of good 48 hours actually, if you factor in the various time zones along the GMT median, millions of Sai devotees charged the earth, the sky, and all spaces in between with the power of God's name. In the ashram, we began on Saturday evening, 6 p.m. according to Indian Standard Time, and concluded the Akhand Bhajan on Sunday evening. But 12 hours before we began, the devotees in the Far East, in various centers in Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong, were already at it. And 12 hours after we concluded, devotees in the Far West were still singing away. So actually, the 24 hours of global Akhand Bhajan spanned across 48 hours to envelop the globe with the power and purity of God's divine name. Wow, what a powerful tradition this is of the Sai mission. At Prashanti, as always, the experience was uplifting beyond words. Everything from the perfection of rendition, the melody, the trained and synchronized voices, to the exact beat of the music. It was like the gods had descended and Mother Saraswati was personally orchestrating the entire program. Honestly, who could have even imagined that heaven on earth could get even more heavenly? But on Akhand Bhajan, it did just that for us. But the best part of the entire experience was that thousands and thousands around the globe were tuned to the live webcast of the prime-time live Akhand Bhajan program of Prashanti Nilayam that we at Radio Sai were streaming for your pleasure and for your inspiration. And the interesting part is that every screening could translate into hundreds of viewers, as many of these were held in very busy Sai centers and samitis, and some at home, with multiple family members watching at once. And even better, because of our latest initiative on social media that we announced last Thursday, namely hashtag GAB2014, that is Global Akhand Bhajan 2014, we experienced a huge quantum jump in our engagement with our Global Sai family to an extent we had never anticipated, not even in our wildest dreams. Dear brothers and sisters, your overwhelming response to our call to post your videos, pictures and comments on our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram pages just blew us off. It reminded us of how global the global Akhand Bhajan really is. It also gave us a darshan of Bhagwan's Vishwarupa, his universal glory. So why am I gushing like this, you wonder? Allow me to explain with some facts and figures, and you know what they say, numbers don't lie. So just last Thursday live, we informed you that we were celebrating the month of November as a hashtag month on Radio Sai social media. We started with Akhand Bhajan by inviting devotees to post pictures of bhajans happening in their centers on our social media platforms on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram with the hashtag GAB2014. This initiative actually came from our committed volunteers who manage our social media entirely from all over the world. And in all honesty, no one at Radio Sai was quite prepared for the kind of response we received. Even as Akhand Bhajan began in various parts of the world, pictures started pouring in from Himachal Pradesh to Kerala, from El Salvador to Auckland. It was just, and the best part is, Japan had already begun ahead of us, and Far East joined us later. So for 48 hours, we were just going through pictures from all over the world. And on our part, my colleagues, Brother Mohan and Brother Suresh of Team Radio Sai, kept the world glued to Prashanti with their hourly posts of pictures of the bhajan all through the night. And you know what's the best part? Even the early morning Suprabhatam was up on social media before the sun in most parts of the world. And not to forget the amazing work by Radio Sai's video team. Their coverage was awesome. Now, I have a colleague who likes to stay very low profile, and he's a technical whiz and a genius. His name is Brother Prakash Bharatkar. He kept troubleshooting and exploring optimal technical options till our streaming became crystal clear on HD quality. So, okay, I think I should give you some facts and figures. As a result of all the above, our Facebook page skyrocketed that week with the statistics. Net outcome was that the average weekly Facebook reach of about 50,000 spiked to over 7 lakhs. Yes, you heard it right. Over 700,000 just during the weekend of the Akhand Bhajan. Our total user engagement levels on Facebook alone rose by a whopping 282% due to this initiative on social media. Even as I talk to you, pictures from places in the Russian-speaking countries are still pouring in, and hashtag GAB2014 is trending higher by the minute. Dear sisters and brothers, we are so grateful to Swami for this downpour of grace. And with humility, we remind ourselves that this is just the beginning of the beginning. Now, why don't you also join us? And if you still have a picture pending, go ahead and post it at on our social media. And all of us at Radio Sai, take this moment to bow at the lotus feet of our Lord with hearts full of gratitude and wonder at the infinity of His glory, His grace, His love, to touch so many people around the globe of every nationality, culture and faith. Thank you, Bhagwan. We love you. We need you. We belong to you. We surrender to you and we are your children. And we thank you for keeping us all in your divine fold. Actually, I have another fabulous piece of news to announce this morning, and this is very, very important for children, parents, grandparents and Balvikas gurus and SSC teachers and educators in general. This is about a brand new initiative that we are customizing for this demographic segment in our Sai family. And I promise to give you all the details right after this interview that many listeners are keenly waiting for. So please continue to stay tuned to Morning Glory all the way till 11 a.m. So I guess right now it's time I played for you the much-awaited fourth and final part of our in-house Fleeting Moments interview with my colleague and my dear baby brother, S. Sai Arvind Sai. I know his name sounds confusing, but Swami wanted him to correct it from Arvind Sai to Sai Arvind. So now I'm suffixing and prefixing the Sai to his name. After all, you can never have too much Sai, can you? Here then is part four of this sweet and touching conversation with Radio Sai's very own Mr. Sai Arvind Sai. Please enjoy.
That afternoon, after the evening darshan, we had a very close personal, almost like a one-on-one session with Bhagwan. Here, Bhagwan had asked all of us, who all are the singers, you know, any accompaniments. So everything was bought from downstairs where we were staying. We were staying in a school hostel there.
So you mean the instruments?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, we were staying in a school hostel. It's a beautiful school. It's like similar to our primary school. All the tiny tots are there. There we are staying in that school.
Swami's school in...
Yeah, in Shimla, in Himachal. Yes. So we went and we got the instruments there, and Bhagwan asked all of us to sing songs. One by one they were singing. Ashwat Narayan brother and his partner P.S. Srinivas, they sang Banturiti Kolu Iyavaya Rama. And Ravi sir and Srinivas Lu sir, they have sung Sai Ke Darbar Mein Aao Aao Ji, Kavali. And then Bhagwan asked us also, myself and my partner, to sing. And first we sang a song which was sung by, for the first time sung by P. Sushila Garu, which Bhagwan loves a lot actually. I'll sing few lines on that.
Please.
साईनाथ भगवान सुंदर साईनाथ भगवान लेरे नीसरी वेरे दैवमुलेरे इधर सुंदर साईनाथ भगवान श्री सत्य साईनाथ भगवान.
And there was another song you sang as well, right?
Yeah, after Bhagwan heard this song, he asked us to sing two more songs.
Beautiful.
So one we sang from this Manjunatha movie.
Yes.
A Shiva song.
Which I really, really like very much. I know Shankar Mahadevan has sung it originally.
Yeah, Shankar Mahadevan sir has sung originally. And
the famous Shankar Mahadevan.
Yes. So I'll sing few lines.
Please do.
Om Mahapranadipam Shivam Shivam Mahukara Rupam Shivam Shivam Mahasurya Chandragni Netram Pavitram Mahagadati Mirantakam Sauragatram Mahakanti Bijam Mahadivya Tejam Bhavani Sametam Bhaje Manjunato Om Namah Shankaraya Cha Mayaskaraya Cha Namah Shivaya Cha Shivataraya Cha Bhavaharaya Cha Mahapranadipam Shivam Shivam Bhaje Manjunatam Shivam Shivam Madhvaita Bhaskaram Adhanarishwaram Kritishudayangamam Chaturudadi Sangamam Panchabhutatmakam Shatshatrunashakam Saptasvareshwaram Ashtasiddhishwaram Navarasamanoharam Tashadishasumivalam Yekadashojvalam Meghanateshwaram Prastu Diva Shankaram Pranatajana Kinkaram Dujjana Vayankaram Sajjana Shubankaram Prani Bhavatarakam Prakriti Hitakarakam Bhuvana Bhavya Bhavanayakam Bhagyatmakam Rakshakam Isham Suresham Rushesham Paresham Natesham Gaurisham Natesham Bhutesham Mahamadura Panchakshari Mantramajam Mahahashavasha Pravasham Susisham Namo Haraya Cha Bhavaharaya Cha Puraharaya Cha Rudraya Cha Bhadraya Cha Indraya Cha Nityaya Cha Nirnidraya Cha Mahapranadipam Shivam Shivam Bhaje Manjunatham Shivam Shivam.
Wow. Absolutely wow.
It just goes on like this song. And Bhagwan kept staring at us. And at the end of it, he just looked like, oh my God, okay, like that. And then he asked a few of the senior devotees, how was the song? They said, Swami, it was awesomely described song on Shiva. And the way they sang also is beautiful. And then Bhagwan asked us to sing one more song. And then we said, Swami, we want to sing a song from our Burakatha, which tells a beautiful relation between Swami and a devotee, and Swami's love, how it is. And just sing two lines of that.
Of course.
It tells like Bhagwan's love is like butter.
Okay.
So soft and, you know, so tender towards his devotees.
And it can melt.
Yeah, it can melt. Yeah, exactly.
Even if it looks hard at times.
Ninna daiva magu साई मन से विनपू सरन्ना अन्नियडल मन उन्नति कोरेडी कन्न तंड्रिरन्ना साई रामा हे घनश्यामा साई रामा हे घनश्यामा. It goes with a beat, and then the second stanza is beautiful. It's like telling Kuchela has given puffed rice to Krishna, and Krishna gave back something to him.
Yes.
But here Swami doesn't even expect anything from any devotee, but he showers them with loads and lots of, you know, whatever you ask for. So the second paragraph I'd like to sing. గుప్పెడు అటుకులు తిని శ్రీకృష్ణుడు సంపదలందించే రన్నా ఏమాసింపకనే ఎందరెందరికో ఏమాసింపకనే ఎందరెందరికో సకలము అందించును మనసాయి కృష్ణుడన్నా ఏ నామమైన ఏ రూపమైన సాయిమయమే రన్నా మిన్న దైవమగు సాయి మనసే Vinapusaranna.
So this is melodious.
The song goes on. And Bhagavan said, tomorrow in the public meeting, tomorrow evening, we'll have a public meeting and a music program there. And he said, he sing that Shiva song.
Mahapranadipam.
Mahapranadipam. And he told each one of us what each one of us has to sing. And then Swami also said that Sai Prakash, Brother Sai Prakash.
C.G. Sai Prakash of Radio Sai.
He plays sitar, and then Swami said, Swami asked him to play something as an invocation or introduction
nice
to the whole
piece.
Music program, a music piece on Ganesha.
Oh, nice.
So that night I remember then and there prepared, and by next evening he was ready to play in front of Bhagavan. So that day evening, it started with invocation, sitar invocation, and then again, needless to say, Brother Ravi Kumar and Srinivasulu sir, Ashwath Narayan, they were all in their elements, and the beauty of the whole place is like surrounded with mountains. So actually when we are singing, it is actually echo is coming from those mountains. So it was a beautiful sight. It's like creator with creation.
Yeah, union.
It's like that.
And it's very scenic where the school is located on top of a mountain.
Exactly. I think you have seen, I think.
Photographs.
Beautiful it is. And also on the top of the building, they have made a lotus. It like, almost like, say, it's on the fifth floor. From there, they made a pathway wherein Swami's chair can come and seated on the lotus. So if somebody sees that site, it's so beautiful actually.
Right up in the sky, Swami in a lotus.
Exactly. It's almost like 3,000, 4,000 feet above. So it's so beautiful actually.
I can imagine.
So after that, Bhagavan, after this music program, he had a Balvikas presentation by the Balvikas children of Himachal Pradesh. And then next day morning, in Shimla also, one of the beautiful thing I observed is, whenever and wherever Bhagavan goes, the devotee is longing for him. Because many of the people in Shimla, I heard later on that they don't even know that who is Bhagavan Baba. But the kind of respect and the kind of, I don't know, instantaneous devotion it is. They were also doing the same thing as they did in Pune. They're taking the sands from the, they call, many of the listeners might know, they called the Himachal Pradesh area as Dev Bhumi. They call it as.
It's the land of the Devas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of devotion there.
Lot of devotion and lot of temples.
Yes.
You know, every kilometer you can see one Devi temple. Most of the temples are Devi temples.
The feminine energy.
Yeah. So here also, you know, that kind of a, then you'll understand the value of it, you know, with whom you are, and you know, how much of love Bhagavan is showering and the responsibility you have. More than an opportunity, I felt, all these trips are like a responsibility. You have to live up to his expectations. He's trying to showcase you in front of everyone, saying that, you know, these are my boys proudly. You have to live up to it every second and every minute. That is one beautiful thing I learned. Also, I just remember one snippet. In 2006, when we were in Tri Brindavan, one day evening when Swami was discussing, he said, "Boys, ask me any question, any question. I will just clarify with you all." Then one of the brothers asked one question, "Swami, why do we behave differently at different time periods? One thing. Second thing is, when we are with you, we behave in a certain way. When we are not with you physically, we behave totally in a different way." That is a common question I think every human mind poses. Physically, if Swami is there, do I do this?
Hmm.
Do I behave the way I am?
Hmm.
Then Swami said, it's so simple to understand. Swami said, if I cough now, 10 glasses will come instantaneously and try to give it to Bhagavan and say, "Swami, please drink water." Same thing happens to a elderly person in your vicinity, in your area, wherein Bhagavan physically is not there. If he coughs, are you really cared about that person at that point in time with so much of care? No. And then Swami said, as soon as you give, if I give mangoes today to all of you, after this tri session, you go out of this door, there will be a gardener who will be, who was doing all through the day this kind of, you know, gardening. It will be tiring so much for him. Does anyone care about giving one mango with him and sharing with him? Suppose Swami said, if I am there with that gardener in the same garden, 1,000 mangoes will come. They'll stretch their hand and try to show in front of me that, you know, Swami, we are there, we are sacrificing something. Then Swami said, wherever you are, basically, just question one thing. If Swami is there with me, will I do like this? Will I talk like this? Will I behave like this? Will I, anything, you know?
React to situations,
yeah,
the way we do.
Yeah,
react. Forgetting that he's physically present all
yes.
the time.
And then Swami said, if you really perfect yourself in this way, then if I am there physically or not there, it will not make any difference to your life. Because you always feel the presence of divinity. That's a powerful lesson which I learned in 2006.
And do you practice it now, Arvind?
Sometimes what happens, like, it's humans, I don't know. Because sometimes I tell myself that, you know, these things, these factors, whenever they come up in my life, I really have to stick to them. You know, speaking harsh to somebody, until unless a situation arises where you have to prove yourself, saying that something wrong is going on, you have to say loud and clear that, you know, this is wrong. So this is the right way. Please weigh the advantages and disadvantages. At that point in time, you may burst out, but it is for a cause. So, but most of the times, if you want to be humble, it is a very simple thing which you can follow. If you do not want to get anger, you can follow. If you tell yourself something which nobody has stressed upon you that you do certain thing, you can follow it by yourself. Most of the times, I try to tell myself and I try to stick to it, at least certain things.
Very commendable for a young person like you.
Because of late I have been hearing to Bhagavan's discourses.
Yes, you're on that project, so you're constantly listening to his voice.
Every day, Bhagavan is given an opportunity to listen to him. In one of the discourses, I heard Bhagavan saying that, you know, if you want to have a one-to-one interaction or a relation with me, just listen to my discourses. It's like whatever a human mind can pose questions, instantaneous answers will come through my discourse. Here Bhagavan says, it's a one-way communication. I communicate to you what you have to do. You just do it. That's. So I always take it like it's like an interview for me actually. If I go for an interview, what I tell myself, I don't want to talk, I want to listen to Swami. It's the same thing with Bhagavan's discourse. He keeps telling you so many things. at least follow one thing of all, then that will make your life so beautiful. So in one discourse I heard Bhagavan saying that, you know, you put alarm clock early morning at 5 o'clock and tell yourself that I am going to get up and do 1, 2, 3 activities. Next day morning you only put off the alarm and sleep till 8 o'clock. Swami says that has a tremendous effect on your psychology and the self-confidence. Bhagavan says it's a very simple act what you have done, it's putting off. But Bhagavan says there is something called self within you which questions you every time. When you have not obliged yourself, when you told yourself that I am going to get up at 5 o'clock, you have not been able to do this for years. What is that you are going to speak convincingly to somebody and say that this is you are supposed to do? So Bhagavan says anything you tell yourself, you follow scrupulously with dedication and sincerity, then automatically everybody will follow seeing you. That's all. It's like you are like a action walking on 2 feet, like that it is.
Wow, lot of takeaways from what you're saying, Arvind. I'm really learning and paying attention. I'm sure the listeners will love it too. Now, we heard you tell us about your journey as a singer and coming of age, so to speak, as one of the music boys and accompanying Swami to such wonderful trips. But the cherry on the top was the Prema Pravaham, the musical extravaganza that a hand-picked group of music boys from Baba's colleges and institutions here in Puttaparthi and Vrindavan got to present to him on the evening of November 23rd, 2010,
yes.
The 85th birthday. You were part of it.
Yes. The whole thing started off again with initiation from Radio Sai. Brother Sai Prakash and others have taken the lead in making this Prema Praham as a concept. And for 60th birthday, 25 years back, the students have offered to Bhagavan, that is 1985, they have offered to Bhagavan a bouquet of songs. They felt 25 years later, Silver Jubilee, we should offer something to Bhagavan from student side. So the planning was done almost like from June or I think May, something. From that time it was going on. So thanks to all of the Radio Sai members, because I was then studying actually in the college. So they came up with this idea, and on August 7th, 2010, we have gone to Ajay Mandir and
Bhagavan's residence.
Mm-hmm. There Bhagavan had come after bhajans in the evening, and they explained the concept. Brother Sai Prakash explained the concept to Bhagavan, saying that, Swami, we are actually portraying each one of the aspects of you as a Veda Purusha, as a compassionate Karuna Sagara, on visuals as well as the lyrics suiting the visuals. And then we showed a sample to Swami. After the whole thing Swami has seen, Swami asked when you are going to do this. They said, Swami, like this 6 more songs are going to get ready. One is going to deal Satya Sai as an avatar. One is Satya Sai as a Veda Purusha. One dealing with Swami as a Saraswati, dealing about education institutions. One is Swami as a Prana Pradata, as a
provider of life,
healthcare
system.
And then one is Swami as Karuna Sagara, as water projects. And one Swami as a Sarvadharma Swarupa, uniter of all religions. And the last thing is about the relation between students and Swami. Tu Pyar Ka Sagar Hai. So this was the idea. And that day Swami, because again all of us music singers, bhajan singers have gone there, the 6 of us, and then Swami asked all of us to sing songs. So we all have sung songs. Swami was very happy. And then Swami said, I am going to wear on my birthday yellow dress. So what are you are going to wear, you all? And then it was on August 7th, around 3 months prior to what is going to come. And then Swami said, I will get it stitched, all boys who are part of this, yellow clothes. On my birthday, my dress and your dress will be matching.
How sweet.
Really. And then Swami literally made plans, got a tailor from Bangalore, got the cloth, 2-3 times he checked the cloth, finalized upon one cloth, and then they took measurements exactly on 22nd November 2010. In the bhajan hall, he has gifted each one their boxes with their dress in it.
So it was a kurta and a pajama?
It was a kurta and a pajama.
Silk kurta with some embroidery on the neckline and stuff.
Yes, yellow color. Uh-huh. It's kurta.
It looked more like light yellow, like a light lemony cream color.
I think Swami has chose almost like his color it was that day.
Very close to his.
Yes. So, on August 7th, we went to Bhagavan Rajamandan. This is what happened. On August 9th, after the bhajans got over in Sai Kulwanth Hall, Swami called pairs onto the dais and asked...
Singing partners.
He called Ashwath Narayan and his partner. He called me and my partner, Prabhakar. And then Bhagavan asked us, so what are you going to sing on my birthday? And then... we were saying, Swami, this Prema Pravam is there and they are making songs like this. Then Swami said, sing that song which you sang that day in my residence. The song which I sang, Sainath Bhagavan in Shimla, the same song we sang there. And then Swami said, that song is a little complicated song in the sense that
the words go up and down, the words are very fast.
Words are very fast and they are more of rhythmic.
Oh.
So tongue twisters literally.
Oh, tongue twisters.
Tongue twisters there. So we were telling Swami this song sung by P. Sushila Garu will sing as you. Then Swami said, put swaras in it. And then Swami showed Ashwath Narayan and his partner, said, sing swaras like them.
So those are notes in between, right?
Yeah. In Carnatic music we have Sarigama Padanisa and different rags.
Yeah.
Then we said, Swami, we didn't learn classical music. This song itself is very fast, Swami. We don't know how to make swaras. Then we said, Swami, song may also get spoiled if we include swaras. Then Swami said, no, both of you sit and practice. Then my partner said, Swami, you have to give that Saraswati Kataksham to us. Swami said, I'll give you both Saraswati Kataksham.
What is that?
Saraswati Kataksham means the grace of Mother Saraswati.
Goddess of learning.
Yeah. Until and that is there, I don't think so we can, swaras can dance on your tongue. I don't think so.
That was a clever boon to ask. Very good thinking.
And then Swami said, I will give both of you, but provided you both sit together and practice. So this Prema Pravam is parallelly going on. But this music program Swami is actually planning for Dasara. So it's parallel things are happening. After course of time, this is what we came to know. So everybody is getting ready, Dasara might be, Swami may ask. So we were also getting tensed, there are these many swaras you have to mug up, literally like a social studies or in a HRM paper in MBA, you have to mug up all this. Those are easy to do, at least coding is there. Here you have to literally stand on notes. So we were getting tensed, oh my god. So, and then this happened and Swami said, sit both of you and I will give you Saraswati Kataksham. You both practice. After that, we came back to hostel and every day we practiced. We picked up few of the songs from Telugu movie industry which are devotional, which have swaras, and sat with a harmonium, learned the notes, and then learned one song on Shiva. And then parallelly making swaras for this song also, we took the help of Brother Ashwath Narayan. He framed swaras. After he framed swaras, he understood that it is difficult to sing. Because we both are just learning. But then we said, brother, you are composed. Now it is up to us. Because Swami said he will give the knowledge. We will practice. We practiced for almost 2.5 months. And then that song was ready and this song was also ready. If Swami asked, in case, after seeing, with Swami one thing is, if he is happy, he'll expect one more. So
better to be prepared.
So what we have done is, okay, Swami asked for this song. With swaras. So we are ready with this. And also another song we prepared, which is also with swaras. So if this happens, that also is there in like a backup. So on, but Swami, Bhagavan didn't ask anything with respect to this song. The Prema Pravam songs have come up. Premapuram also, actually in the studios of Radio Sai, we used to come every day in the evening after bhajans, all the college students who are part of Premapuram, and we used to hear one by one song by song. And since there are around 25-30 singers, everybody has to get an opportunity. So they broke one song into so many lines, and then each line sung by so many singers.
Mm.
It was like that. So many counters and so many come in, so many go out.
Mm.
So a lot of planning. So they used to have minus tracks. Only music used to be there without any vocal voices. So we used to practice like that. And the whole Premapuram is arranged by Shri Rajkumar Bharati Garu, who stays in Chennai, who is an A-grade artist in Carnatic music. He has arranged the whole Premapuram music. It's a beautiful organization, which they have done. It's like in 45 days. It's like unimaginable. So, after this, we were learning, and I was given a portion in that whole Premapuram. A small, considerable portion was given to me and my partner. They said, at this portion, you will both sing in this song. But there is one other song, which actually, as soon as I heard, it's like, Love at First Sight. Love at First Hearing, like that it was for me. As soon as I heard it, I thought, oh my God, I should sing this song for Swami.
Which one was it?
In a minute I will sing.
Sure.
As soon as I felt, Swami, please Swami, give me this opportunity. Only that one line I want to sing, Swami, that. But that was not seemed to be, you know, on the cards. It was already given to one more student, and you know, it is all planned. 2 days before the program, they said, you and your partner, can you both also sing in this song? Only two of them are singing, and you both also can join. So then again I understood the slightest of desire. If it is good and intention is good.
But did you get the line you want?
Yes, exactly. I imagined Swami as Karuna Sagara.
Ocean of mercy, compassion.
Yeah. And that word Karuna is there in that song, first word.
Oh, I'm glad you made that choice. It makes me feel so special because my name is also
yes,
Karuna.
Your name also is Karuna.
Thank you, Arvind.
So this song I'll sing, the first two lines also. Mm. And in between I'll sing. It's a song depicting about Swami as Karuna Sagara and his water projects and also his compassion towards animate and also inanimate things.
Mm.
కనులలోన పొంగెను కరుణా జలపాతము మనసులోన పూచెను మమతా జలజాతము కనులలోన పొంగెను కరుణా జలపాతము మనసులోన పూచెను మమతా జలజాతము కలుషిత మగు నీరు త్రాగి కలత నుండు దీనుల కలుషిత మగు నీరు త్రాగి కలత నుండు దీనుల కష్టములను బాపి కరుణను కురిపించినావు దాహాతిని తొలగించగదయతో సాయి గంగను ధరణికి రప్పించిన పరమేశ్వరుడవు నీవు పరమేశ్వరుడవు నీవు పరమేశ్వరుడవు నీవు కనులలోన పొంగెను కరుణా జలపాతము మనసులోన పూచెను మమతా జలజాతము. And then in between,
what does it mean roughly, briefly?
కనులలోన పొంగెను కరుణా జలపాతము. That compassion flows in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Manasulona pungenu mamata jalajatamu. In your heart of hearts, you have that compassion. Kalushitamagu nil taragi. Kalatanandu dinula. People who are actually drinking the most, you know, that not so safe water in the villages, and they are in lot of trouble. Kashtamulanu bapi karunanu kuripinchunavu. You have actually taken off their troubles and problems
by providing clean drinking water.
Dahatini tolaginchaka dayata sai ganganu. To remove their thirst, you have actually got the Sai Ganga from all the Himalayas.
In the form of the water project.
Water project.
Which gives clean water.
Yeah, Dharaniki Rappinchinavu. From that Ganga, you have got it to earth and got it to Puttavarthi and, you know.
Reference to his Shiva self.
Yeah. That is what it depicts in the first paragraph. And in the, I'll sing the second paragraph little bit. And also Swaras.
Please.
It has got.
ఆతరక్షణాథమై అవతరించినావు ప్రపన్నులకు విపన్నులకు ప్రాణదాతవు భక్తితో న పిలిచితే భక్తితో పిలిచితే పరుగున వచ్చేవు అనురక్తితోన కొలిచితే రయమున బ్రోచేవు పేదవారి పైన ఎంత ప్రేమ నీకు పేదవారి పైన ఎంత ప్రేమ నీకు భక్తుల కాపాడుటే వ్రతము నీకు పాద పాద పమగరి సరిగా దాని దాని సరిని సరిగపా పద పగరి పద నిదమా సరి సగా సమా సపా సదా ససా గరిస నిదప గరిస నిదప స మానవుల పైనే కాదు జంతువుల మీదను కరి రాజ వరద నీకు కడు ప్రీతి.
Like that it goes.
Absolutely beautiful.
In this paragraph it depicts like Swami had come to help the poor and alleviate their poverty. And after that Swaras also is beautifully arranged, because every song, since Swami likes Swaras, every song, you know, when you should look at Swami, when somebody sings Swaras, Swami is enthusiastic, you know, is overwhelming with joy. So in every song of Sai Prema Pravaham, they made sure that there are some Swaras which come in. With lot of difficulty, all of us have learnt as a group. And then, it also depicts like, you know, not only for humans, but also for animals, you know, other beings which you have come for. And also, people should look at the video of the Prema Pravaham. And if they can understand the lyrics of the song, they'll really enjoy, because every time I have seen this song in my laptop and played this song or any Prema Pravaham song, six or seven songs, like so beautiful, and every time you're in tears.
And Swami was so emotional when you all were singing. He seemed so blissed out and so touched.
Yes, because the whole 85 years of his life
captured in such beautiful musical.
Such beautiful music and such beautiful visuals.
Visuals, yes.
And it is again presented to him on his 85th birthday. It's something really...
How blessed you boys are really to have the opportunity. I don't know how many lifetimes of goodness it must have taken you to bring you to this level.
Didi, one thing is like, in all of us are so blessed. Because as I am telling this, I know that how blessed all of us are, because on April 24th, a child who were born, I think whether they could see Swami or not, that is the last glimpse I think they could have had of Swami. And I don't know how lucky all of us are, like we have seen him, we have talked to him, we have touched him.
We have sung for him.
Yeah, I don't know, because every time like, I sing a bhajan, like suddenly thought goes back, especially for some bhajans wherein the kind of reaction he had. You know, as I'm telling, I'm literally in tears, you know. We miss it so much, you know, the physical form, we miss it so much that, you know, we cannot cover it up or, you know, have a replacement for it, you know. That's why when Swami says, you know, live with my memories, I just go back every now and then and see my videos, how much is showered on each one of us and how much time is spent on all of us. Nowadays in bhajan cells, I feel it's like more than an opportunity, it's a responsibility on all of us. Exactly, I don't get the meaning. Somewhere I read the message saying that till now, it's like my life is your message. Now your life is my message. It's like the way you lead your life is going to set a name for Swami, saying that they are such a high organization people. So
you Mandir Bhajan singers are so dedicated and disciplined. I see how all of you so promptly reach, and many of you are from Radio Sai,
yeah.
Whether it's musicians or singers, yourself, Anirudh, Bishu, Abhishek, CG Sai Prakash, everybody, yeah. Anand, everyone is on time, and the way you sing those bhajans, you bring Kulwant Hall alive for us.
Because that is how Didi, actually we also live our life with, you know, to start a day with, you know, singing the glory of the Lord.
And Vedam, yes. Ganesh is always on time for Vedam,
yes.
Chanting.
Ganesh and many of our, all the brothers who are really, it's a boon Swami has given for us. About the bhajan, I'll tell you, which Swami told in the discourses. It's a beautiful thing he compares. He says, there are four types of sankirtanas. One is Nama Sankirtana, Guna Sankirtana, Bhava Sankirtana and Leela Sankirtana. There are four types of Sankirtana. And each of the Sankirtanas, few of the saints fall into. In each of the Sankirtanas, few of the saints fall into one of these categories.
I see.
Like, into Guna Sankirtana, praising the Gunas of Lord.
The qualities of
qualities
the Lord.
Qualities of virtues of the Lord.
Virtues, yeah.
Tyagaraja falls into that.
Saint Tyagaraja.
Leela Sankirtana is what?
The play,
Jaydeva.
The sport of the Lord.
Exactly. Jaydeva falls into that.
Saint Jaydeva.
Bhava Sankirtana, Swami says.
Which means the feeling.
Feeling behind your singing. Is falls into the devotees like Radha and Meera. Falls into that. And finally Swami says, Nama Sankirtana is propagated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting the name of the Lord. And Swami says, people who are part of the Satya Sai organization, people who are part of the Prashant Nilayam, are so blessed because Swami says, all these four forms I inculcated and included into one bhajan session. Swami says, all the bhajans you sing falls into all these four categories. So you are all greater than those saints and sages.
If we sing the bhajans with all our heart and soul, not just by being here, I guess, we'll have to do something.
So that is how, you know, all the emotions, you know, all of these saints may be having one aspect
We have an opportunity for one session,
yes.
We can feel it all.
Yes. So that is the power of Nama, of God. So that is how, you know, hearing all this and, you know, you go back to bhajan and hear, then you understand the value of it, you know. That is the expectation with which he built the whole momentum of bhajan group or Vedam or, you know, all these things.
Wow. You know, there's a singer, a great singer, his name is Prince, the artist. Mm. Now he goes by the name, the artist formerly known as the Prince.
Mm.
Now all I can say to you, Sai Arvind, you're the artist formerly known as Arvind Sai, because Swami has named you Sai Arvind.
Yes.
It's been such a learning and such joy sitting with you through this session and recording your experiences and hearing the music you have to offer. Just absolutely blissed out. I'm sure Swami enjoyed the session along with me in the studio because he's always present here, and I'm pretty confident our listeners are going to love it.
I also take this opportunity to thank you, Didi, for, and also for patient listening by all the listeners, because as you are saying, any act in our life can happen only with Bhagavan's interference. Without his will and without his grace, a grass also cannot move.
True.
Even today, if you have completed or if you have done all this, if you continue to do anything in our life, It's only because of His grace and He has designed it everything. So, if we can just stick on to His lotus feet and surrender ourselves and just rest upon Him, because many times Swami tells that, you know, you need not do a certain activity, it is already designed. It just be a witness. As Nisargadatta Maharaj in I Am That says that, one of the visitors go to him and asks him, Maharaj, what is the difference between you and me? Is the difference that you are sitting on a plank of wood and I am sitting down? He says, that is more physical in nature. He says, our life is like a movie. If you are looking at a picture, you just look at the screen. What is going on in the movie, you have to see. But most of the times, as humans we are, we tend to look at the scenes which are already gone by or which are going to come. So we are worried about the past or the future, but we are not looking at the present which is right in front of us. So what he says is, whenever a picture is going on, just be a witness. Witness to what is happening in your life than to get attached to it. If you get detached from what you are doing, that is the ultimate bliss. And I think many a times, I think initially also I told, so many times Bhagavan don't teach all these intricate things to us, but the way He molds us, chisels us and shapes us is what we are today. So He has done everything for all of us. It's just that we need to just carry on and take His message, disseminate His message to all corners of the world. He will do it, but since He has chosen you as an instrument, as Swami tells that, you know, you do your job rightly, rest I will take care. So that's how I pray for His grace and blessings on all of us, whoever is there across the globe, to bless us all the time.
Arvind, Sai Arvind, that's a lot of wisdom from a 26-year-old young man. Wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Didi. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Sai Ram, and welcome back to Morning Glory. We are coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual epicenter of the universe. The time in the ashram right now is 32 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time, that is, and today is Thursday, the 13th of November, 2014. I hope you enjoyed the conclusion of my four-part Fleeting Moments interview with my colleague, Brother Sai Arvind Sai. In case you missed any of the earlier three parts of this interview, be sure to download them from either Thursday Live Archives or from radiosai.org/sai-students. Now, just FYI, all Fleeting Moments interviews eventually make it to that link, radiosai.org/sai-students. Sai-students is one single word and is plural, ends with an S. Now, my personal suggestion to you would be to download this multiple-part interview and any other of your choice and listen at your leisure, especially while driving, traveling or waiting. As you might have noticed, most of our in-house Fleeting Moments interviews are in multiple parts, and that is for a very good reason. These brothers that I'm privileged to work with have a tremendous treasure trove of experiences that most of us, including yours truly, can only dream of. And I find their experiences so moving, inspiring, humorous, and even entertaining. For example, let me just share with you, when we were recording this particular interview with Sai Arvind, he kept using the term dentures to describe his braces. So when I tried to correct him, he insisted that those little fences, that's what he called them, those little picket fences on his teeth that he wore to straighten them were actually dentures. And the set of teeth that toothless elderly people use are braces, according to him. Needless to say, we had to pause for me to have a really good laugh.
after which both of us had a healthy agreement and disagreement, and then we re-recorded that question after we determined the difference between dentures and braces. It was so much fun and divine love that we experienced while doing so. By the way, did you enjoy the interview? We look forward to your feedback, suggestions and comments to this episode of Fleeting Moments with Radio Sai, Sai Arvind Sai. Please send us your emails at listener@radiosai.org. With that, it is time for me to make a very important and happy announcement. If you are a child, a parent, an uncle, an aunt, a grandparent, if you are a SSC teacher or a Balvikas guru or an educator by profession, it's time to pause and pay special attention to this piece of information that I'm about to share with you. As we celebrate November 14th as Children's Day in India, I guess it's the birthday of India's first Prime Minister, Pandit Nehru, with the grace of our Lord Sai, starting today, Thursday, November 13th, Radio Sai will offer, as part of our live broadcast from Prashanthi Nilayam, a very special Children's Hour on Radio Sai's Thursday Live. This will be from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So make sure your children don't miss this. We will have storytelling, conversation with children, and many more such interesting programs for children, and maybe even by children in the future. We do hope this segment helps in drawing the little ones to the Sai family and closer to our beloved mother Sai. And dear listeners, you might have noticed that we are timing it for your family's convenience from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. We are hoping the children are back from school, they've had their refreshment, they've done most of their homework, and they can use a nice leisurely break. And this is the time to tune into Radio Sai. And I promise you that you will find it's a great opportunity for family bonding between parents and children as you enjoy this program together. And since I know the potential worth of this effort that the brothers here are making, I'd like to make a suggestion for you to consider, please. So brothers and sisters, why not download and save every single episode of Children's Hour and play it again during Balvikas or SSC, and especially when you're driving your children from one soccer or music or Bharatanatyam practice to another, from one tuition class to swimming lessons. Even in the car, children can listen to it with the parents, and then, you know, you can have a healthy study family, study circle about it. Surely, the seed will be sown. And let's not get impatient with our children. Let's not forget, an oak tree lies hidden within an acorn. But it takes time for it to make that journey. As long as it's placed in the soil and it receives both sun and water, the transformation is bound to happen. So let's keep at it and ensure that our children are tuned to Radio Sai every Thursday evening from 7:30 p.m. for just 1 hour. Our little acorns need the sunshine and water and love in the form of this Radio Sai program. With that wonderful news, I'd like to offer this moment and all the blessings that come with it, along with this episode of Morning Glory, at Swami's lotus feet, with all my love, with all my heart and my soul. And to you, my dear sisters and brothers, I wish you a saisome awesome day ahead. Please be well, stay inspired, and do whatever it takes to be in a positive, nourishing space. And don't forget to inform everybody about our Children's Hour on Thursday Live tonight at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. I now leave you with some bhajan bliss. Professor G. Venkatraman will sign in live at sharp 11 a.m. Till we meet next Thursday on Morning Glory, Jai Sai Ram from all of us in Radio Sai, in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Ram Charan Sukhadai Bhajore चरण सुखदाई भजो रे राम चरण सुखदाई भजो रे राम चरण सुखदाई
Sai Ram, and welcome back to Morning Glory. We are coming to you live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual epicenter of the universe. The time in the ashram right now is 39 minutes past 10 a.m. Indian Standard Time, that is, and today is Thursday, the 13th of November 2014. We apologize for the little technical glitch we had a few moments ago. I hope everything is back in order now, and I hope you are listening to us coming to you live from the studio. Now, did you enjoy the conclusion of my four-part Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories interview with my colleague, Brother Sai Arvind Sai? In case you have missed any of the earlier three parts of this interview, please be sure to download them from either our Thursday Live archives or from radiosci.org/SciStudents. All Fleeting Moments interviews eventually make it to that link, radiosci.org/SciStudents. SciStudents is one single word, all lowercase, and it ends with an S. It's plural. Brothers and sisters, my personal suggestion to you would be to download this multiple-part interview and any other of your choice and listen at your leisure, especially while driving, traveling, or waiting. Most of our in-house Fleeting Moments interviews are in multiple parts, and it is so for a very good reason. These brothers that I'm privileged to work with have a tremendous treasure trove of experiences that most of us, including yours truly, can only dream of. And I find their experiences so moving, so inspiring, humorous, and even entertaining. For example, let me just share an insider story with you. When we were recording this particular interview with Sai Arvind, he kept using the term dentures to describe his braces. So I was a bit confused. And when I tried to correct him, he insisted that those little fences, that's what he called them, those little fences, those picket fences that he was using to straighten his teeth were called dentures. And he said that the set of teeth that toothless people wear is generally called braces. Needless to say, we had to pause for me to have a really good laugh, after which we both had a healthy disagreement, and then we recorded that question again, after we determined the difference between dentures and braces. It's so much fun and divine love that we experienced during this episode. And I'm just wondering if you enjoyed it as much as I did. We look forward to your feedback, suggestions and comments to this interview and all RadioSci programs by email at listener@radiosci.org. With that, it is time for me to make a very important and happy announcement. If you are a child, a parent, an uncle, an aunt, a grandparent, if you are a SSC teacher, a Balvikas guru, or you are an educator by profession, it's time for you to pause and pay special attention to this piece of information that I'm about to share with you. Dear sisters and brothers, November 14th in India is celebrated as Children's Day. It happens to be the birthday of India's first Prime Minister, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, and he was very fond of children. So, in honor of Children's Day, with the grace of our Lord, starting today, on the eve of Children's Day, one day in advance, because Children's Day falls on Friday, but today is Thursday Live, Radio Sai will offer, as part of our live broadcast from Prashanti, a special Children's Hour on Radio Sai's Thursday Live. This will begin from 7:30 p.m. and it will be for an hour. So 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. every Thursday night, Indian Standard Time. So please make sure your children don't miss this. We'll have storytelling, conversations with children, and many more interesting programs for children, and going forward we hope to have them done by children. We do hope this segment will help in drawing the little ones of the Sai family closer to our beloved Mother Sai. And if you had noticed, we are timing it for your family's convenience from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. We hope the children are back from school by then, they've all changed and refreshed, and they've done some of their homework, and it's just that, you know, that dull time between dinner and TV time, when children just get hooked to something very distracting to do at that time, 7:30 to 8:30. So instead, we're offering something very wholesome for them to do, and it's also a great opportunity for family bonding between parents and children as you listen to this program together. And sitting where I am, I know the potential worth of this effort that the brothers here are making. I'd again like to make a suggestion for your kind consideration. So please, brothers and sisters, why don't you download and save every single episode of Children's Hour and play it again during Balvikas or SSC, and especially when you're driving your children from one soccer or music or Bharatanatyam practice to another, from one tuition class to swimming lessons and so on. Even in the car, children can listen to it with the parents, and then you can have a healthy family study circle of sorts, an informal one. Surely the seed will be sown, and let's not get impatient with our children. An oak tree lies hidden within a tiny, teeny, tiny acorn, but it takes time for it to make that journey. As long as it's placed in the soil and it receives both sun and water, the transformation happens. So let's keep at it and ensure that our children are tuned to Thursday Radio Sai's Children's Hour every Thursday evening from 7:30 p.m. And our little acorns need the sunshine and the water and the love in the form of this Radio Sai program. With that wonderful news, I'd like to take a moment to offer today's episode of Morning Glory at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet with all my love, with all my heart and my soul. And this moment as well with all the blessings that it brings. And to you, my dear sisters and brothers, I wish you a sisome awesome day ahead. Please be well, stay inspired, and do whatever it takes to be in a positive, nourishing space. And please inform everyone about Children's Hour starting, or rather debuting, tonight on Thursday Live at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time on Asia Stream. I now leave you to enjoy some bhajan bliss. Professor G. Venkatraman will sign in live at 11 a.m. sharp. Till we meet next Thursday on Morning Glory, Jai Sai Ram from all of us at Team Radio Sai in Prashanti Nilayam.
Hanumanta, 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 Anjaneya. Hanumanta, 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 Anjaneya.
Hanumanta, चंद्र के दूता हनुमंता आंजनेया।
रामचंद्र रघुवीर रामचंद्र
रघुनाथ राम గోవింద కృష్ణ విఠలా వేణుగోపాల కృష్ణ విఠలా
విఠలా
കൃഷ്ണ വിട്ടല വേണുഗോപാല കൃഷ്ണ വിട്ടലാ.